With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. A dispersal order is issued by LAPD following a large pro-illegal immigration protest in downtown Los Angeles in response to President Trump's crackdown on illegal immigration. LAPD says the demonstration did not have a permit. The country is still reeling from two plane crashes in Philadelphia and Washington. Authorities say the investigations will be very thorough and time-consuming. Aviation attorney Robert Clifford.
We know that the Reagan Airport is congested. We know that it has limitations to it because of its proximity to the Capitol. We know that necessarily there are military aircraft, but there should be an immediate halt to the use of helicopters.
Authorities said Sunday they've recovered the remains of 55 of the 67 people who died in that mid-air collision. Families of the victims visited the crash site on Sunday. President Trump says he will be speaking with Canadian and Mexican leaders today. The president said he would speak with Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau in the morning, along with Mexico. He said that he did not expect anything very dramatic, and then he said that they owe us a lot of money, and he's sure that they are going to pay. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu meeting with President Trump this week. Israel and Hamas expected to begin talks on negotiating an end to the war.
It's not clear whether these talks will succeed, but Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is headed to Washington this week. He's set to meet with President Donald Trump. Trump has made it clear he would like to see this phase two succeed. These talks at the White House could set the tone and help decide whether the sides can find a way to end this war.
Netanyahu will be the first foreign leader to meet with Trump in his second term. This is SRN News. China is moving up the world watch list, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
The annual ranking of the worst persecutors of Christians compiled by Open Doors U.S. puts China at number 15 this year, up from 19 in 2024. The repression of Christianity in the communist enclave is becoming more sharp as President Xi Jinping emphasizes unity over all individual freedoms. China is one of the worst persecutors of believers at scale, but the fact that it still doesn't crack the World Watch top 10 says something about how bad things are elsewhere. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The U.S. isn't the only country where battles over abortion are taking place. An appeals court in Poland says it will rule later this month in the case of a women's rights activist convicted in 2023 of providing another woman with abortion pills. The defendant's been sentenced to 8 months of community service for having sent the pills. This is SRN News. Colleges and universities respond to the Trump administration's crackdown on diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives.
Schools are reassessing programs, courses, and job titles that could run afoul of President Donald Trump's recent executive orders. As they figure out how to adapt, some schools are staying quiet out of uncertainty or fear. Trump has said DEI amounts to discrimination. To get colleges to shutter diversity programs, he said during the campaign trail that he would, quote, advance a measure to have them fined up to the entire amount of their endowment.
Correspondent Bernie Bennett. A Super Bowl watch party will cost about the same this year. A Wells Fargo report shows feeding 10 people for the game will run around $139, which is 10 cents more than last year. Prices at the grocery store are up 1.8%. Price of chicken wings, a game day favorite, rose 7% due to the shortage of chicken. Meanwhile, the cost of frozen shrimp is down 4% compared to last year. More details at srnnews.com.